B-Pod Studios.
Let's bring in our regular Tuesday guest on the Comcast Business Hotline, Beyond Fans. Of course, he is the world-class NFL reporter for ESPN. He is Sal Palantonio. Sal, how we doing?
Michael, you okay?
I love to check in every week, you know, and see how things are going under lock and key here.
Yeah. Are you okay? Ty, okay?
We're all okay. We're all surviving.
Okay. Yeah, we're surviving too. Things are good. Knock on wood. Everybody's healthy for now. We're doing the right thing, trying to get through it.
Let me talk to you about the draft and what happened yesterday. They finally finalized how it's going to go down. And the first thing I thought of was, this social distancing isn't going to happen in the home of the drafted player.
You mean like a party?
Yes. And so what I'm thinking is, like, the way they boiled it down to this virtual thing, I don't like the part that still includes the player on a screen, because that is only going to encourage a group gathering. Now, that's the stupid way to look at the draft, because there's so many other angles. But I wonder if you've thought about
that. I don't think it's a stupid way to look at it at all, Mike. I think in these times, you have to look at all the angles. You have to look at all the permutations. You have to look at all of the contingency and make plans for everything. And, you know, here's the way I feel. The way I feel is that the people in charge have to look out for everybody, the health and safety and well-being. And in most cases, that's happening. But it's also incumbent upon each individual to make sure that they and their loved ones and their friends are doing the right thing. So the bottom line is this. You can't police every single person, because we don't want to create a police state. You want to encourage people to do the right thing. You know, when you have an infinite perimeter in a war, the first casualty is freedom. We learned that during 9/11. You had the Patriot Act, and our civil liberties were curtailed completely. Then social media even did it worse. The ultimate result and byproduct of this pandemic over the long term is that you will have an infinite perimeter against an enemy, which will curtail our civil liberties. And so it will be up to each individual to make sure that they're doing the right thing. That is the bottom line. You don't want to have a complete police state in anything that you do. You can't make people do stuff that they don't want to do. If you do that, then you're going to set up a police state. But I think it's important a situation like this, where you have players at home, that the league, the agents, the players' families say, listen, you're going to have a camera. You can have your family there 6 feet apart. You're on camera. And if ESPN or the NFL Network or the National Football League decides that the images that they are presenting are counterintuitive to the health and safety guidelines that have been set up, then you just don't put them on camera. That's the bottom line. You won't put them on camera. People back in Bristol or L.A. or in New York who are controlling the draft, if, for instance, Joe Burrow has a house full of people that shows no social distancing, completely thumbing their nose at the guidelines, then you don't put them on TV.
I got that part. It still doesn't. See, here's my thing, and I understand it's all about personal responsibility, but sometimes we have to protect people from themselves. And I go,
okay, so you don't put them on TV. That's it.
Yeah, but
you put the shot up on the camera screen before you put it actually across the airwaves, and you say to Joe Burrow and his agent, "Listen, you got to get all those people out of the room before we put it on TV, because that's not the image that we want America to see."
I got that part of it. That's not going to stop people from coming over, though. What the thing that's going to stop people from coming over is you don't put the player on at all. and that discourages the party before the party. That's all I'm saying. I'm looking into that now.
Okay. Well, I don't know if you can do that, Michael. If you have the family in the dining room and the player and his girlfriend and his agent are 6 feet apart in the living room, and that's all you show. Then, you know, what are you going to do?
I'm asking for too much here, but I looked at these odds.
Let me see who else is in your house before we put you on TV. Come on.
Well, this is an odd to disturb me today, right? Because you can bet on this. Highest number of people in the same room. They set an over-under on this. You know what the over-under number is?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Nine and a half.
Oh, wow. That's how many wins the Eagles.
Yeah. Yeah. So, all right. So let's look at
the exact number, actually.
Yeah. I don't want to see 9.5. All right. So let's look at the logistics of this.
I got you. You know, Mike, and it's a great point that you make. And I gave you a long-winded answer. But there's a philosophical part of it, and there's a practical part of it. You're not going to have, if I'm the producer back in Bristol, I'm not going to say to the cameraman, show me who else is in the house before I put these guys on TV. I'm just not going to do that.
Yeah, I get it. Now, do they have this button down, or is this like we're trying something here, and it's not 100% foolproof here? So, like, video chats get hacked. You know, weird things happen when we're doing it this way. How do you anticipate this coming off?
You know, Mike, it's never been done before. Nothing like this has happened before. I think everybody has to be A, flexible, B, patient, you know, go along with the plan. We want to see something live and new on television. One. Two, people want to work, and they want to do it in a safe manner. And if you can set it up in a safe way where people are healthy and they can get back to work and doing their jobs, I think that's the next step after this calamitous event. So now we're about how many days away? We're still more than 2 weeks away, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, so you have two more weeks to iron out. Things are going to come up in discussion. Like John Harbaugh, the coach of the Ravens, said, I'm really worried about information being hacked and shared. Okay, John, but guess what? You've blown a lot of draft picks, okay? It's not like every single one of your draft picks has been absolutely golden. You've blown a lot of them. Look at the Eagles draft last year. Of the five picks, only Miles Sanders made any kind of meaningful contribution, and three of them never even got on the field. So who are we fooling here? That's the point. I kind of go back at these GMs who have been moaning and complaining ad infinitum. I'll use another term, ad nauseum, about the fact that everything's not perfect for them when the draft has been a crapshoot. Specifically, look at the Eagles. They picked Clayton Thorson in the fifth round.
I hear you. I hear. I've been on that side also. I mean, it's like, come on, man.
Do with what you have to do.
Exactly. Use your expertise.
And it'll work out.
Yeah.
It'll work out. I really am really looking forward to one thing, and I you know, I'm a big baseball fan.
Mm-hmm.
You and I are very big baseball fans. And baseball's really important to this country, in my view, more than football.
Ooh.
And I like this idea of the Arizona Project.
I really do.
Absolutely. I think you have I think you have to find a way, again, to crawl and walk before you run. And you have to put into place those things that people are used to. And one of the things that is really important and is always important to the country has been baseball. And I think baseball needs to come back. They need to find a way to play the games.
In May?
No, I didn't. I don't know.
Okay. Well, I thought you were endorsing the plan that they have put out there where they would start in May and there's all these provisions to start it.
I don't think May is feasible. I don't know. I'm not a health expert. I don't think May is feasible. But I think sometime this summer, they've got to start playing baseball.
Well, I get that. As soon as it's safe, they should start playing baseball. But this is a force-fed idea. This idea that we've been talking about all day is, to me, ridiculous.
Let me quote Bull Durham for you, right?
Yeah.
Walt Whitman said, right? I see great things in baseball. It's our game. The American game. It will repair our losses and be a blessing to us. And Walt Whitman said that right after the Civil War. So I think it's really important. And I'm not saying May. May is, of course, outlandish. But baseball's got to come back. They've got to figure out a way to bring back baseball. And if you figure out a way to bring back baseball, then you can figure out a way to bring back football.
Well, I don't get all mossy with Walt Whitman-esque type of endorsements of baseball. Baseball will come back when I think it's safe to come back.
Oh, Michael.
There's a lot more things that are important right now than...
There is. I'm not saying that there isn't. I mean, don't pontificate to me. I'm not saying that there's not more important things than there are now. But, you know, we're on a sports talk radio station, and you're asking me about sports.
Yeah.
If you want to ask me about something else in the community, I'm not qualified to talk about that. You have to get some other expert on to talk about that.
All right.
I'm here to talk about the NFL, draft, and sports. And the role sports plays in society.
I understand the role sports plays in society when things are proper to play that role.
Of course, Michael.
All right.
Of course.
And we're on the same page.
Of course. We're totally on the same page.
All right.
Don't turn into such a cynic and a skeptic over four weeks.
No, I just want to be safe. That's all I want to do.
Of course we'll be safe.
You know, I like baseball too. I can do without it until it's safe.
It's all going to come back, Michael.
All right, brother.
It's all going to be safe. It's all going to be good.
All right. We'll talk to you.
I know it's 4 hours every day, and you're doing a great job. And people want to hear your opinion.
Thank you.
But listen, you got to mix in a little hope with that skepticism.
All right. We'll talk to you next week.
Healthy mixture of hope and skepticism.
All right. I got plenty of hope. I got plenty of hope when there is a clearing for hope.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.